You're starting?
Yeah. Let's get going. It's time, right? It's 8:03, yeah.
Yeah, it's 8:03.
Let's get started. Okay. Let's see what the Rebbe has to say this week. Getting ready for Shabbos. Who else gets ready for Shabbos Sunday night? There's a famous Kabach story, I think. Shlomo Kabach was in a certain house where they would get ready for Shabbos. Every Motzei Shabbos, they'd set the table. They had a special wing where they had Shabbos, and they'd set the table for Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, for the coming Shabbos. But just Sunday. Sunday night is not bad at all. I don't know anybody who gets ready for Shabbos.
No, this morning we got ready for Shabbos.
Because I try to set up the Shabbos lech early in the week.
That's terrific. Yeah.
I did it this morning.
That's the famous, also the I don't know which what name Chassid, what name, but the also the one from the Kabach stories. He picks up all the peckles all week long. The Kavod Shabbos. Is it Shvetz of Wolf or something? There's. Okay, so here it goes. Let's get ready for Shabbos. Vir Yaakov Meod, and Yaakov was very, very, very afraid. Vayatzer loy, and tsar, literally it was tsar, gesher tsar ma'od. He was pressed. It was, they say it's painful there. Sometimes tsar is usually with an eye. Vayatzer loy, and he felt pressed. Vayochatz es ha'am, he split his group, his yodikat to call him an, the nation. Asher itur, they were with him. Lishnei machanos, into two different groups. Oh, great. I start again. Check that out. I'm going to fall asleep if you plug that in.
Well, it's warm enough in here. I don't think we need it.
Okay, good. But you're taking care of us. Looking out for us.
In the classroom we use, we need it.
Oh, gosh. But I fall asleep when people do that. I'm not going to. Okay, we'll start again.
Excuse me. His son made a breast.
Oh, no, wait. You had the breast, Bismano?
Well, not Bismano, but we had the breast. But Bismano, we've been to his day, but okay. They went to the doctor Thursday. At 10 in the morning, and the doctor said you could have the bris, so they had the bris at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Really?
Were you on Skype? Master.
I wasn't able to Skype, but we were.
The Lachaims?
Ask him the name.
No, I was going to say, the Lachaims, the Lachaims. Right? What's his name?
Levi Yitzchak.
All right. Check that out.
We're changing our name.
That's great. That's great. Terrific. Okay, we're on page ratio test.
That's what the Baal Shem Tov said. You scratch the surface of a Jew deep enough, you know what you find underneath? A chassid.
That's right. Ready? Okay, we're on page ratio test. Vayir Yaakov Mo'od. And Yaakov was very afraid. V'yotzer lo, and he was pressed. He was squeezed. He was tight in a tight spot. V'yochatz es ha'am. He split the people. Asher ito, they were with him. L'shnei machanos. It's a very strange lashon. I'm just thinking about it right now. Ha'am asher ito, the nation, his family. The right.
It's a strange
thing. Right. And it, but I mean, okay. All he had servants and other things also. But
I'm in the future.
Yeah. It could be
he had so many people that it was already.
That's what you just said.
Am b'fnei atzmo.
Before we get into the depth, just the basic shot.
Yeah.
He says he splits it into two, but then he doesn't. I mean,
because we
together.
Find them right. Because we find them when they may Esav, you don't see two machanos, right? So the what were the two machanos?
Half the kids, the other half the kids.
No, I don't think it's half the kids, half the kids. If I'm not mistaken, there's one of them which is with his family, and there's another one which was everybody else. If I'm not mistaken.
But it
also sounds like that. If you look at the psukim, he was caught a little bit off guard. As soon as he's limping in from the battle, there's Esav standing in front of him. So I don't know exactly how that played out. He had to get everybody over the river. I don't know if he was trying to get half on one side, keep that one half on. I don't know. But I hear the question. But you're right. It doesn't play out. We don't see it playing out in this strategy. There's no war, so I don't know. Good question. Okay. Vayomer im yavo Esav. If I'm not mistaken, he was supposed to be the first machne, and he says because.
Then he put Rivka the wives in different groups.
That's for the Shtachavoyos. That's for the Shtachavoyos. He set them all up.
No, that was by Esav.
Yeah, by Esav. We're talking about Esav. Right. But I'm saying, the way, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi says, he brings down that Rivka says, I don't remember the Lashon. Maybe I'm going to lose both of you on one day. So, way before. So, based on that, he made sure to have a day's distance in between the two machanos. And he was going to be in the first machanos. So, even if Esav kills him, Esav will have to die on that day. And the Skyman of Uasa, the Lamaisa, of course, Yaakov died, And well, it couldn't be exactly the same day, but they're buried on the same day. But, right, they're buried on the same day. They didn't die on the same day because you have to be embalmed, right? The whole thing with sort of traveling down from Mitzrayim to Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael. But the Lamaise did not happen. So he took it literally, and so he put a day's space in between them. Okay. If Esau comes to one, and he strikes that one, then I'll know the next one will get away. I think Rashi here brings because they're going to be a day apart. And then he turns to Hashem. Hatzileni na miad achi miad Esau. Save me from my brother, from Esau. Right, that double lashon. Ki yorei anoichi oisoi. I am afraid. I should say memenu. If it's real Hebrew, it should say memenu. I'm afraid of him. Pen yovo, maybe he's going to come. V'hikini aim al bonim. And he's going to strike me, the mother with the children. V'isa al zeb gemara, the gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi rami, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi asks a question. Ksiv, he has a steer, a contradiction. Ksiv, v'hine anochi imach, u'shmaticha b'chol ha'shotelech. I'm with you, Yaakov, Hashem says. When Yaakov's running from Esav, originally, he's running from Esav, Hashem says, I'm with you, and I'm going to watch over you. Sheftiach lo ha'kadosh baruch hu, shiyash merihu. Hashem promised I'm going to watch over him. Uksiv, v'yir Yaakov m'od, and Yaakov was afraid. How do you reconcile those two problems? Hashem promises, and he's afraid. Amar, the Gemara answer is, Shema yigrim achet. Maybe the chet caused something to happen, and God doesn't like him anymore. God's not going to watch over him. Katonti m'kol ha'chassadim m'kol ha'emes.
What's the chet?
Good question.
We don't know which
one. It's a sham chet.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being married to two sisters.
Right. But everybody else is as a kasha.
Isn't this a showing of a lack of faith somewhere?
Yeah. Exactly right.
That's exactly what his question is.
The response is still supposed to be the reason why there's no lack of faith. Hashem gives him avtachon. He lived with the bitachon. But as soon as it says a chet, he says maybe all deals are off. If you keep all my mitzvahs, then you can watch. So, but he's still you're still asking. It sounds like even with some chet, avtacha, where do you see it? So he's going to ask al derech Rabbi Zula over here. Ach lechora ina muvan. Shari inin habatachon b'Hashem Yisbarach nemar b'chol matzav shehu. Okay, we have to remember to use this for the Buddha point, because we're going to talk about that question. His question is, "B'tachon is always shegam im yesh liyudi chataim yivtach b'Hashem Yisbarach shir shiyu." A person always has to have a b'tachon, even if a person is a chote. Av pish in a roy lekach. And according to your level of betachon, that's how much Yeshua you're going to get. Kumash kasef haramban ala pasuk betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, trust in God and do good. The Ramban says hiktim betach b'Hashem la'aseh tov lomar shafilu im yodea ba'atzma shu rasha ve'in b'masim tovim yivtach al chesed Hashem yisbarach. We have to look up that Ramban.
Couldn't it be something right from the Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yishleim Chelek L'Olam Haba, right there?
But what does that mean? How does it say you're going to be saved? What it means, when you go to Olam Haba,
you have a Chelek to Olam Haba. Even if you're a Russia, you're going to get to Olam Haba.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're going to be saved.
He wants to live now. He doesn't want to.
Right, are you sure he's not going to have? I don't know if he's going to be Yeshua. Yeah, I agree with you. That is a point of B'tochen, and a person has to be B'teach, even if he's a Chote. But how do you know that a person's going to be saved? And it's a very hard topic. Like we said, he has a kuntres on the Holocaust. The people, like, I told my daughter this story last night of a famous story with Chaim Volozhin and with Chaim Brisker, if I'm not mistaken. There's a whole context to the story, but what he said is that they were on a train with the Germans coming close to them, and you know, coming close and close to checking everybody's papers, and these two Jews, I think. Actually, one was with Brisker Rav, and maybe Rechaim and the Brisker Rav, and they started focusing the Adam Masor from Rechaim Velazhin. If you focus on Inon Mavado, so you can't be touched. If you really focus on Yemun and Hashem and it's real to you, then no harm will befall you. And people were checking, and they just walked right by them. They got close to the forests outside of Brisk, and they let up a little bit. Okay, we're home. We're already there. And as soon as they got distracted, a German soldier stepped up to them. Asked them for the papers and started giving them a hard time. And this was until they refocused, they were in danger. They refocused and they made it in. I told that story to my daughter. My wife almost had a conniption. She's like, you're setting your wife, your daughter up for problems, because there are going to be all kinds of questions. What, you know, all the tzaddikim who passed away in the Muhammad, I mean, they didn't have a emunah,
right?
So we had this whole argument last night. Like, when do you tell them this? When do you tell them that? But that's the question he's saying is, once a person has, he brings from Ramban, the person has betachon, then he has Yeshua.
Can you go back to the Lufi Erech Bitachon?
Yeah. Lufi Erech Bitachon Shieshlo Kach Hu Mam Shichi Shu. Does he draw the salvation?
It sounds like his salvation is titrated to his level.
Exactly right.
He gets Yeshua commensurate with his Bitachon.
Exactly right.
Why should those two things have anything to do with each other?
Yeshua and Bitachon?
Bitachon.
Okay, we're going to talk about it.
Bitachon is, Rabbi Hashem's plan is, it is an arm
right
with the plan. Okay? But the plan may be that this is the end.
And right. So that's the machlokas. It's funny, the people who they say the machlokas is between. They say it's between the Chobos HaLevavos and the Chazon Ish. Like a Rishon and an Achron Shemachronim, you know? They have it, but they, if you look in this farm, you see that you go, I don't know if they Shai B'tachon and Emunah B'tachon, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember which one says which, but I think that the Chobos HaLevavos says you can change things with your B'tachon.
To a certain point, I agree.
One second. You can change things with your B'tachon. If you really believe that they're going to be Yeshua, so there's going to be a Yeshua.
We also have the whole thing about that, you know, that Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim, and if he wouldn't, you know, that, it, you know,
there are things, no, you're right. In the overall scheme of what has to happen to the Jewish people, there are things, I don't think we could have stopped the entire Holocaust with B'tachon. Something had to happen. There was a reason why this happened. Individuals will be a different story. So you're talking with B'tachon, a person can change a gezerah. That's his premise. You're right, it's a machlokas. I'm not saying that this is everybody's shita, but he's bringing it from a Ramban. So that, this is why I want to look it up. That Lashon Ramban is B'tach Hashem v'aseh tov, hiktim B'tach Hashem v'aseh tov. The pasuk puts the words B'tachon before the good happening. Lo mashav filu im yodeh ba'atzim eshu rasha ve'im b'masem tovim yiftach al chesed Hashem yisbarach. So now that could mean, what does that mean according to the other explanation? Either it's going to mean that your betachon will actually make it turn out good, or it can mean, no, your betachon may not turn out good, it's still be betachon b'Hashem, which is, there's no connection to you being a Rasha to have that betachon b'Hashem. So what, you're a Rasha. You have betachon because you have betachon.
It wouldn't be a chiddush.
Right.
I think it is a chiddush.
You think it's a chiddush?
Yeah.
What's a chiddush? It says, why does it put the betachon first?
The pasuk introduces the chiddush, but if it wasn't for the pasuk, I would have assumed that ma'asim tovim, you get rewarded for your ma'asim tovim. Here's saying, even if you don't have ma'asim tovim, you have bitachon that Hashem is really in charge.
Then
you have that Yeshua.
Right. If you're reading from that way, then I agree with that's the chiddush. But the question is, what if your bitachon can't really affect the Yeshua, the other mahalach that Mike's bringing up.
What's the other mahalach?
The other mahalach is the betachon means you trust in Hashem,
yeah,
and even no matter what's going to happen, I can't make the Yeshua happen. The betachon means I'm sticking with God regardless.
It's just the channel in, but it doesn't effectuate anything.
You pray to Hashem for something, and He answers no.
Then there's no real. What's the chiddush of the pasuk according to that? I don't know. We have to look at the Ramban and see if he says it exactly the way.
My wife was just telling me this is getting somewhat off topic. My wife was telling me my daughter went to the answer why. Shabbaton.
Yeah.
Portuguese Shabbaton. So this Mrs. Baton who spoke, anyway, she said that she had a brother with a very serious illness growing up. They were children. And then apparently the doctor told the child by himself, this guy's a year to live.
Has what?
A year to live. And the kids of the rest of his family, all the kids were distraught. And the mother realized the kids were all getting depressed, all the siblings. So she says, you're going to live, you're going to finish grammar school, you're going to finish high school, you're going to go to Israel. And he finished, and like the mother was shy, I don't know why she did this, but my wife and I were discussing this, sort of like we were discussing this. So perhaps, did she change? Almost like her, it was almost like a tefillah she was saying. But it was so intense that perhaps did it change, almost like, could you wrestle with Hashem's will and change it? Or perhaps there were two parallel realities, and she activated.
Literally.
What?
What's that?
Yaakov did, literally.
Right, with that.
Or like in modern part,
parlance?
Physics.
I don't know that. Okay, I'm looking for physics. You guys.
I'm not, but there could be different possibilities of where an electron could travel. Then they're both real, but one manifests itself in reality. So you could, like, and I change Hashem's will. Well, Hashem maybe has more than one will available in the scheme of things. We don't think of it that way. Maybe only from a modern physics point of view, like a particle being in two places at one time.
So they talk about this also in the context of tefillah, that a person, what happens, how does tefillah change anything? Does tefillah change something that the person changes? So he's no longer the person that had the gzeira on him. There's one track. You no longer are that person. You've changed because of your development of emunah. You could be a different person by your betachon. So now you're in a different category, so that doesn't happen. Or the point was, the whole thing was almost like a condition anyways. If you don't do this and this, then this is what's going to happen. But if you, once you got to your tefillah, you have of emunah. So yeah, it's challenging. And what can we know? The question is, we can't know. Your mahalach is a little bit safer. Because otherwise you have all the questions. to use mahalach of, I don't know what's going to be, but I'm with God. It's safer. We like to feel like that the other one is really going to work. And that's what, I think, somewhat in the chinuch, we get trained in that.
If we take that derech, isn't that, what's his name? Who was Avram's thrown into the Kibshin Eish with? He was sent with Lod, was it?
No, he was thrown with Haran.
Brother
Haran. With Haran. Haran.
Remember, Rashi there says that he went in with an attitude of, if Avram's right, I'll be on Avram's side. Right. If the Melech is right, then I'll be on his side. I would have got to lose.
That's not B'tachon.
That's not B'tachon.
That's right.
If the guy, that's we're going to talk about that.
That's children. That's not B'tachon.
Right. Right. If it's conditional, then that means it's not B'tachon.
Right.
He just want to be on the winning side. Like it's bandwagoning.
Yeah.
Okay. Last sentence on, the Imkain. The four lines from the five lines to the bottom of the Imkain, Lamazen, the Siyara Yaakov, Shem Yukum, Chet, why is he afraid of the Chet will cause anything? He has B'tachon. Vim Yaakov Avinu, Bechir Ha'avos, Chashash, Shem Yukum, Chet. And if Yaakov, the chosen of the Avos, he's afraid that Chet did something, Hari Tamid, Yeshnu Chashash, so us two. Because that's how you deliver Torah from Hashem Yisbarach. On the one hand, we always have chatoim. On the other hand, you have to have a tachin. She has very. He's going to help him. So why is it the Yaakov is so afraid? Oh, yesh levar. Further, a person we have to explain. Ma shabikesh Yaakov b'tulaso. The words that he asked Adam for is hatzileni na miad achi miad achi miad esav. Va'ata amarta heitiv etivimach v'samti es zarach b'kuchol hayom. The words of the tefillah were, save me. You told me you're going to do good to me, and you're going to make my children like the chol of the yam, the sand of the sea. The bracha zu nemol av mavina wasn't said to him. Kinechsev harbe arbezem achakuchal chveshamayim v'chachol asher al svas hayam. Okay, the sand either on the beaches or in the ocean, whatever it is. V'ilu Yaakov nisbrach b'mechas v'hayezu achakafar aretz. This is going to be the dust of the land.
Rashi already asked
a question. He asked a question about Makom? I don't remember that. So you have to go back and check that up.
And I think his answer is just that somewhere in the pasuk it says you're the one that's getting
Avraham. Oh, Yitzchak, right? From part of Yitzchak, and you're the chosen one from Yitzchak. Right over there, I'll check it up. Great. Velama hiske Yaakov b'tfilaso. Okay, the other question is, but the question still stands. So why doesn't Yaakov mention his own bracha? What is he referring to?
Where is he going back?
Even if it's true that this is, you still have to understand why he chose it. Why don't you mention the bracha that he received? Achin says the Slonim Rebbe. Kmo de Isa, see the Ramban over here. Like it says, this Ramban is the one who's most famous for bringing this all the way through. Every step of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, always, what happens to them, happens to us. So this the concept of Yaakov and Esav, the Ramban says is talking about whenever we have to deal with the non-Jews. But says in the Sefer, says the Slonim Rebbe, he says it's dealing with every Jew when he's interacting, when he's engaging his Yetzer. Esav is Yitzhar, fighting. That's Yaakov's fear. He was really afraid. You're right. He wasn't afraid of the physical, of the physical stuff. He had betachon as far as that's concerned. What he's really afraid of was the spiritual aspect. He's not afraid of anything physical. As far as physicality is concerned.
What is he saying? That he was afraid that that Esav's Yetzer Hara could overpower him?
Esav, as the Yetzer Hara, will overpower
him. As a symbol of Yetzer Hara could overpower him, Yaakov.
Yeah. That and that he doesn't have a tachan. A kovid in shemaim chutz mi yeshmaim.
Yeah, right. That's on pechira.
To
yeah, we're gonna have to see because it's hard because
you have to
read into the psukim also. It's gonna be a hard read on some levels. But let's see. But this is where he wants to explain it. And even if this is not the straightest read in the pasuk, very least, Rav Daniel can take Yaakov can take chizuk from this. So. You're gonna have lots of caches. I know you're gonna have lots of caches. So, kimunegia, but legashmius ein lo yiluhud liyasuri mklal shem yigam mechait. As far as your physical anything, a person doesn't have to worry. Oh, maybe I did a sin, and so this things aren't gonna work out. Ukaamar shapadach b'Hashem nemar filo levasha shedain ein bchalal asay tov. Like you said from the Ramban, no problem. Shekamor shabat trusting on Hashem is said on a rasha, even though he hasn't come to the level of asay tov. Like we said, betach b'Hashem v'asay tov. You have to have betachin even before you do any good. B'tochen is relying on Hashem. The Hashem is going to have rachmanis on you, just like we do for our children. All of us think it's something we have rachmanis on for our tamidim, for our children, whatever it is. That's what we're talking about. Rashba says, even though we always usually hold like halachas like Meir, machlokes Rebbe Yehuda Meir, we always hold like Rebbe Yehuda. In this halacha, we hold like Rebbe Meir. Bein kach ubein kach kriyim banim. No matter what, even if you spit in Hashem's face, not you, if I spit in Hashem's face, I'm still called a son. Called a son. The Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Yehudi av achrei shechata arehu gam ki mechlal banim atem l'Hashem l'kecha. You're still considered banim. K'may mechazal, like he says in Rosh Hashanah, al pasuk Hashem Hashem k'av achem mechanan, dehein koidim shiachata ha'adam, dehein la'achre shiachata. Tamid hu kel v'achem mechanan. But the two, the Hashem Hashem is one's before the chait, one's after the chait. No difference. Aval haya masyarei. So he wasn't worried about anything physical, about his own safety. Aval haya masyarei beruchnias mikoach harash reitzav. He knew there's a power of evil coming. V'zu gam haisa tfilaso. That's his tefillah. Listen to the word of the tefillah now. Hatzileni na miad achi miad esav. Shloch or havele lememar miad achi esav. If you want to say my brother Esav, so you don't have to say miad twice. But lama k'siv beis pamim miad. It's referring to two different ways that the Yetzer Hara gets to us. Pitoy is the seduction, the enticing. Miyad achi umiyad Esav. Esav inyano hayetzer hara kipshuto. What is Esav? The standard Yetzer Hara. Mefatas adam la'averis gases v'chumuris. Like it drags a person to the most blatant open averis. Va'achi, and also the Yetzer Hara who's your brother. We all have a Yetzer Hara who's our brother. Hainu she'eno mefateu lios mushchas. He doesn't seduce you to be a degenerate person. He's not. That's not what he's dragging you to. Ela misariv b'tarasa. He gets involved in avodas Hashem. Uvavadaso. Umatuba machshava zos upnius besoch avodas hakodesh. When you daven shemoneh esrei, you know you're thinking about whether somebody knows you're daven shemoneh esrei. When you're anywhere in public, you there's always something else involved. Always something else involved. Okay, I already have. Just as a pushback on this one, did I tell you guys? Were any of you here Shabbos morning? Can I tell you guys a story? I'll say it short, even though it's not a short story. Did I tell you guys the story of the Marsham? On Shabbos morning, I gave a shiur over here at 7:30 minyan on making kiddush on schnapps. And so one of the big questions is, how can you have such a small shear? Okay, Chmar Medina, so you can get a wine, schnapps, fine. You want to use a different liquid. How about using such a small shear? So the it's all based on the Taz, who says that schnapps has its own shear, because people only drink in little amounts. So that's the shear for schnapps. And so the Marsham takes that, the Taz is using that for Baruch Achrona. The Marsham takes that also to Kiddush. And explains that's why all the Hasidic rabbis do that for Kiddush. Okay, they have reasons for why they do it. The story of the Marsham is he was a young man who was a Talmid Chacham, and he was sitting and learning, and he got suddenly ill, deathly ill. Of course, the doctors gave up, and of course, the father runs to the Rebbe. So the different people who they say ran to, I heard it one way, saw it in print another way. Let's say it's a Belzer Rebbe. He goes to the Belzer Rebbe, and he says, my son's deathly ill, and the Rebbe takes a kvittel, puts his talus over his head, puts his head down for a half hour, picks it up, and he's all sweating. And he says, your son is fine. So he's telling him, he said, it's fine. He looks at his watch, sees exactly the time, runs home. Of course, at that moment, the fever had broken, and then he starts sitting up. He asks for some water. A couple months later, they get back on a carriage, and they travel back to the Belzer Rebbe to say thank you. Of course, laden with presents, you know, everything. They come in, and the young man, the Marasham, looks at Belzer Rebbe, and he faints on the spot. He kills over backwards. They revive him, and he sees the Rebbe again, and he faints again. They revive him another time, and the Rebbe leans over to him, and he says to him, just like I was matzdik, as malamed tzchus on you, I found merit in the way in you, you have to do that for Klai Yisrael. And all of the Marashams, Svarim, are bringing him and hugging him, different young Klai Yisrael, and telling you why it's okay. And he, with tremendous lumpness, and he's a guy. And that was his thing. He was actually with Shlomo Shodron's great-great-grandfather. The Maggid of Yerushalayim, right? The Kol of the Maggid, all those Pesach Kohen books. This is great-great-grandfather. So on the way home, he told his father, the Marsham told his father, he says, his father says, what happened? So he said, I was in Shemayim, and there weren't sure I was going to live or die, and I had all my Torah mitzvahs. I've been learning for years. And they all had on the scale, and they knocked it all off the scale. He said, every one of those, that's why I bring it over here, it has some other reason why he did it. Here he did it for a good shidduch, and there he did, the guy's looking, and here he wants to be called a Rebbe, and here he wants to make a parnasa. All Torah mitzvahs.
Ulterior
motives. All of them. And they pushed the whole thing off. And so he's left with his averis, and so he failed. And they're about to, you know, bang down the gavel, and there's a scream from the back of the base medrash, or the back of the courthouse base, the base, and out comes this little white malach, and he pushes his way up to the front, and he grabs all the Torah mitzvahs and piles it back onto the scale, and of course it tips in his favor, and he says, how dare you touch these Torah mitzvahs? Nobody's learning nowadays. There's no Torah happening in the world. There's no Meisim Tovim happening in the world. How dare you try and take this one? He wouldn't let any of the other malachim get near the scales, and so they let him come back. He says, that malach was a Belzer Rebbe. I saw his face. That's a good story. So he says, there's a Yetzer Hara which gets involved in your Torah and Meisim Tovim. We all know these. Okay, it could be more subtle than the way I'm saying it. But it's easy to say in the Shemona Esrei, or when you're davening loud, or whatever you're doing, there's always something, maybe someone's going to hear me, that's the other one. Right, so as we say, we Yetzer Hara, Melfanenu, Macharenu, Yisein Hashkevenu. Save us from both of those. That's why Yaakov was so afraid. He was afraid from that power of evil. Sometimes he comes as Esav to make you bite your nails on Shabbos. Sometimes he's coming as your brother. He lets you go to the Bezmedesh. He lets you have your Kriyas Itum. He trips you up by putting all these, like you said, these bad machshavas in front. They ligzol mimenu as a call to steal everything from you, to empty you out. Even when you're sitting in the base medrash and you're shuckling so hard, that's when he comes to get you. Yeah, you think you're so great because you said that, right? V'zeu sh'amar pen yavo v'ikeni aim al banim. That's what it says. Is perhaps he's going to strike me. The mother on the children. There's another time he's emphasizing another time. These are the two type of things. There's a, I don't know what that is. Let's see. The mother refers to the machshava, which is the mother, the motivating thing of every of all your actions. The one who's close to you. He lets you learn and daven, but he drops into you all these other thoughts and ulterior motives. So aim is in your mind. And the banim are the actions. So he's going to strike my intentions, or he's going to strike my actions. Kenegad Yitzhar Bechinus Esav, Shemefat and Amasim Remi, makes you do bad things. So the mother, when it says aim, is a concept of what's going on in the motivation, and banim is actually the actions. He's going to strike both of those things. Bechen Rumas Ba'amu Be'er Yaakov Ma'od, Ve'yetzer Lo, two things. He's very afraid, and he was pained or he felt constricted. Shlachor Hayilamir should have said, "V'yir Yaakov, v'yetzer lo ma'od." V'lamaksiv ma'od rak al v'yira v'lo al v'yetzer lo. Okay, it says, and Yaakov was afraid, very afraid, and he was pained. It should have said he was afraid and pained very much. Why does it say only the word ma'od on the first on the fear? Ela v'yira v'yitzar hainu mebeiz b'chinas alalu yitzahara, same thing. Shemachshavos ha'machshavos v'amasim. V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yitzahara shal ma'asimram. He's very afraid of the ones on the ma'asimram. V'yitzahara is also pained mikol machshava u'machshava lo tova sheyesh luhudi b'tarasu v'tfilasu. Somehow that's not fear, but that's a point of pain. He knows he's going to be going in the base medrash. Okay, let's see what's keep going. Yesh lo haben omram zal, she Yaakov hiskin atzmi l'shlosha dvarim. Now we can understand what it means. Yaakov has himself set up for three things. L'doron, l'tvila, u'mechama. A gift, prayer, and war. Mashayach doron v'mechama is a yitzer. How can he write this? Sounds like a zazel stuff. Everybody struggles with that zazel. It says that it's supposed to be a matana to the yitzer hara. What does that mean? How do you have a matana to the Yetzer Hara? The Indian Tefillah Shaycha, the backs are, don't ignore the backs, just the whole page. He just said, the Indian Tefillah Shaycha, Gam, B'machamas Yetzer. We understand that Tefillah works when you're fighting Yetzer Hara. Okay, we've asked this question every time. Who has davened recently that, the Pemali, not just from the Nusach of Tefillah, that they've actually asked Hashem to save them from Yetzer Hara? Except for Mike. Who else have asked? When's the last time you said, Hashem save me from Yitzhara?
Where is it in Tefillah?
Was that the Hashkivenu?
Beginning of Davening.
You have it in Hashkivenu? You have it? Where else?
In the Pesukah de Zimra. Not Pesukah de Zimra, in the Brachas, the beginning of the Brachas.
That's right. Yes, it's a machshava, all these things. That's one. But I'm talking about in your own words. You ever turn to a Banish? Is that a kippah to Tehillim, so you shouldn't have a Yitzhara?
No.
Why not?
Because, frankly, I think the davening does a better job of verbiage.
Rachmano Liba, but Hashem wants you in there. He wants you invested. You should be on your way to home. Out there, you. Okay, we're going to do this. You and me. On our way home, we're both going to daven to Hashem. They should save it from me. It's all. Deal?
Okay.
Remind me, please.
I'll tell you an interesting thing.
Yes?
The Alter Kalina Rebbe.
Yeah.
You know, in the Birkat Shachar, it says, Lolem Yehei Adam Yerei Shamayim B'Seif.
Yeah.
You say, Lolem Yehei Adam Yerei Shamayim B'Seif. Uvagolo Yimode Alayimus.
There you go. You need a quiet Yerushalayim. Oh, Shkoyach. Not for me. I'm not good at those things. I'm not good at anything to say, sir. Okay. Thank you. Shehudi yevakesh Hashem yisbarach v'kayim shivchi k'mayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. A person should daven from Hashem, and he should have this thing. Pouring his heart. They should save him from these kind of things. Same thing with the work. So we spoke about tefillah. Now it's about mechama. A person should always incite his yetzer tov against his yetzer hara. What does that mean? That line should be like on our foreheads.
Isn't yargis like anger?
Yes. A person should. That's what I'm saying. Incite. He should stoke his yetzer tov against.
It sounds like there's a constant battle there, and you've got to make sure that the Yetzer HaTov supersedes
the Yetzer. Right, and the anger is an emotional factor. This is one of the things they say, that if you have a fight between your seichel and your hergish, between your intelligence and your emotion, what's going to win? Emotions, this just doesn't work. There's no way that pure intellect by us, but the pure intellect is going to win. So that you need to have the emotional investment. The same emotion that is coming for the Yetzer HaTov, you have to awaken it for the Yetzer HaTov. You have to be impassioned. If you're not impassioned, you're dead meat. You're dead meat.
He's a hooky bar, Kovish is Yitzro.
Kovish, oh, war. That's Lashon HaWar he's talking about, right? The Ein Divrei Torah V'chein Kolin Yanei Avodah Meskaimin El B'mi Shememis Atzmo Al Zeh. And like we know, the Divrei Torah and anything in Avodah don't work unless you really give something. There has to be
your
skin has to be in the game.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, we don't understand the third one. Tefillah we get. War we get. What's with gifting? Achein ka'amor. Can people say gifting?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just make sure. Achein ka'amor. In yano k'neged yetzahara, demechines achi. Because we're dealing with that yetzahara. The one who's your brother. What does that mean? In yano p'nius machshav zaris. All those bad thoughts that we have. And they can be good and bad. They can be good with ones you think you're so great, and they can also be bad ones when you think, no, my mice aren't anything. No, I'm not a Baal Chesed. No, I didn't. I don't. How many Jews does Hashem have left? How many Jews does Hashem have left? You have to have a certain aspect. You have to have a balance between your gaiva and your animus. You have to have a real balance. You have to have gaiva and you have to have animus. You have to know when to use one, right? That's why they say that they have two things in their pockets. One says, kolom nima b'shvili, and one says, v'ani up v'efer. You have to know when to use each one. Okay. V'hu ha'pimash kasa b'svarma kadishim told us Yaakov Yosef. This is the one that we said that the Nerd of Yehuda used to put his feet on as a footstool until one of his Talmidim showed him up. V'divri ha'mishnah, it says in Avos, al tomer l'kshefne eshna Hashem alay tipane. Right? The Mishnah always says, a person didn't say, when I have time, I'll study. Maybe you'll never have time. D'yish shihudi margish b'nafsho. Shurochok ma'od. Sometimes a Jew feels he's so far, right? Yeah, that happens.
Emotionally, mentally.
Right, you feel like, okay, I'm going through the motions, but I've done it myself. You go through a whole davening, I can even yell during davening, it means nothing. I don't feel connected. The exterior doesn't make a difference. I'm going to sit and learn now. I just wasted 2 hours watching a movie. I'm going to sit and learn now. Is it erich yesh l'nimun kizeh? What kind of learning is that? Can I get that? Nemar? Al tomik like she'efna efna eshna. Although to fight that battle, do we have the term? Don't say when I have time I'll study. But it's only lomar. Meaning to say, rak she'efna ve'pater machshava zoros eshna ba'amat. Only when I'm going to be completely pure. It's only anti-chassidus over here. And the Chassidim will wait forever till they're all ready. They don't say, I'm only going to sit and learn Torah when I'm going to be a pure mensch. When I have I'm completely right. When I'm in touch, when I'm in tune with God. Don't say that. Maybe you'll never have such a time in your life. We're human. Maybe you'll never have such a time. And so he doesn't learn. His life isn't worth anything. Eliyaskaber Kari, person says, "Yeah, even though I'm a loser, sorry, not you guys, me. Even though I'm a loser, Eliyaskaber Kari, like a lion, lasik b'torah b'cholam atzavim v'meshunim. So any situation you're found in, afilu kishem machshav ezoz miskaber zolav. Even though no matter what your machshavas are, good ones or bad ones, derech haTorah hu sheyehudi tamin mechoyev lomedo. A Jew always, you hear Chassidish talking like this, always just Torah. K'mayim v'chazal la'olam yasik adam b'torah shulol l'shma." Even if it comes to the worst things and worst intentions, they say from the Bali Musa, of course you have to have intent that you're eventually going to come to Lishma. A person should have kavana. Daven to Hashem, please clear up my head. Like it says in Chazal, like we just said, Le'olam yilamid adam shlo lishma shmetoch shlo lishma balishma haynu sheyilmud b'chavana zu shmetoch shlo lishma yav lishma. This is what we just said. So you see, Chassidus also says it, that a person should learn with his kavana that I'm learning now shlo lishma because I want to come to a lishma. Ukumurim is b'mamir kosher, like it says in Tehillim. David Melech says, you guys ready for David Melech? Chashavti darkai v'ashiva raglay al idu secha. I've thought about my derech, and I've placed or returned my feet to your edos, to your mitzvahs. Kolomer, ava pish ani mechashiv es darkai. I'm thinking about me, about all the ways that I went. V'voshehim loy machshav ezoros. I know my way is full of all these bad machshav. Still, ashiv ragalei alo dezecha. I'm going back to your Torah. V'loy isbatim lemudu b'shem panim. You should remember also that Nesim Shalom was also Rosh Hashiva. So he's talking to a room full of Bachim also. That's what he also talks about so often about Bris Kodesh. And he's talking to teenagers. So the major challenge is the Bris. Okay, but he's batim l'ubidim shumah. I'm not going to stop learning. Shem aloy tipanu dula yalav kital l'chayim. Maybe I'm not going to learn. And if a person doesn't learn, then he's chayim misa. V'zeh ine hadoron shu derech avodas Hashem. What does it mean, doron? What's this gift you're giving Yitzhara? Your derech and avodas Hashem. She yasuk b'intayim b'torah v'avoda b'chol matzav shehu afilu and machshavas pnius. Even with the bad machshavas v'apnius and these distractions, b'matara with the goal sheyagia lebesof l'avoda hanirtzis, that you're going to arrive at the end to the avoda that you really that's really has rotten in front of Hashem. Shezehu darni yetzahara. Now you're feeding yetzahara. Yetzahara is the one who's giving you all these things, and he's still learning even in that horrible matzav. You are learning so that they'll call you a masmid. You're learning so they're saying, look, somebody will come in and say, oh, the balabas is sitting and learning. Look, these guys kaveitim. What a great guy. That is why you are learning.
So how is this a gift to the Yetzirah?
Because that's exactly what the Yetzirah wants. He's giving you all those machshavos, and he says, okay, keep on learning. A person can say, no, I'm not going to give it to the Yetzirah. I'm going to wait till I'm pure.
And that's not going to happen.
So he says, maybe not. The Mishnah says, maybe that's not going to happen. Your job is to learn through it. Damat Hashem, the machshavos should be good. But don't let these machshavos deter you from learning. Notice he didn't say it about Zman Tefillah.
You said before about Hasidim that sometimes they're not ready for it. I think it's about Tefillah that they're not ready.
Yeah.
Learning, they're always ready.
I agree.
But,
I haven't seen them right. I agree with you.
I agree with the concept. I don't think the terminology is saying it's
feeding your bad machshavos, your intent, which is not l'shem shemayim. But you're right. Overall, this is what's going to get you know. You don't have another way to function. He's telling you, and you have to do this. Maybe you're never going to come here. And so you're not going to learn. You have to learn.
Yeah, I understand that the terminology that he's using is.
You don't like the gift.
I don't understand the term of what he means by that. And then answer what you're saying, explaining that you have to learn through even when you're not in the purest of states.
Shall we also give a shot?
I think what he's saying is that when you're doing what the Yetzer Hara wants you to do, then you're giving a gift to the Yetzer Hara. So now, the reason why I came tonight was because I want everybody to know that, you know, it's snowing, but I'm still coming to this year. Okay, that's why I came. So maybe I should come, because that's just giving the... That's just giving the Yetzer Hara exactly what he wants.
So you shouldn't give a gift to the Yetzer Hara.
That is the gift. He's coming even though he knows we all come in, we'll all stand up for him.
Right. But
and he's still coming. Uh-huh. Yetzer's like, great, look at this cover the guy gets.
But I still should come.
Because there's a meta. There's in the big picture, we have to understand.
Where does Mitach Shalom Lishma Balishma come into play here?
Yeah. The way he said that, if I'm not mistaken, tell me if I'm right, and I think he said was that a person should have a kavana, even though he's doing it with all these bad machshavas. I want to come to a place. I want to be impacted by my learning that's going to come to the
future. Rabbi Freifeld, that he had some buffer, and he said, well, you want to sit and learn.
Yes, this is one of my favorite Torahs.
I'm not sure if I want to sit and learn, but I want to sit and learn.
Right.
I'll take it.
Is that great? Yeah. We're all like that in a certain sense.
Yeah.
We're all like that in a certain sense. Yeah. We need those Melech Yoshos. We need people like backing up the Jews for that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Ah, beautiful. Okay, last three lines. Sha'al yedei shemevater li yetzahara. By giving in, by mevater to the yetzahara, v'lomed shlo lishma, and learning without the right intent, b'zem mistatim ha'yetzahara. The yetzahara gets closed up. U'misratze, and he's satisfied. Meshuv enim is gaber, and he doesn't get.
It's like a judo move,
right?
You're letting him have. That's right. Have his own way, momentum. Kind of going.
That's right. With his own momentum, you let him pass. Metok shlo deshma, balishma. Then you have a chance. There's also good aids. You know, sometimes you don't fight it.
It's like saying, you're doing the slow lishma. Goes, Vada, I'm doing a slow lishma. So what? And then you go transcend above that.
Right. There's also something very big by the Hasidim. They're very big into the Aseh Tov as opposed to the Sor Meirah. They want you to always be involved in good Maisim. One mitzvah could bring Mashiach, right? Every Maisah of mitzvah is something that could bring us to a good place. So it's more important to get the good in than to get involved with fighting the Ra. Some people say by their Talmidim, they said, my Talmidim don't have any time to do. I want Talmidim who don't have any time to do Averus. They don't have time to do Averus. And there's something to talk about. These things sometimes, this argument by the tefillah, right? Do you have daven fast, daven slow? Okay, we'll do this afterwards. Okay. So when they didn't answer this question, why did he mention that you're going to make me like the sand of the sea? He should have said like the dust of the earth, right? That was a question we asked. Avram was promised about the sand, this should descend with the sand of the sea. When Yaakov davened, he mentioned that tefillah. He didn't mention his own bracha, which was the dust of the earth. Why did he tap into Abraham's bracha and not his own, right? Do you remember that question?
Yeah, that was
from
the previous
one. So now he's going to answer. The reason why he's mentioning this tefillah, the thing that was said to Abraham, v'samti zaracha k'chol hayam, yesh lomar, dehinei nimshlu yisrael l'gimot dvarim. Jews are compared to three things. Three things. We are like the dust of the earth, we're like the sand of the sea, and we're like the stars. What is the stars? Those things are the biggest, the best, high up there. The highest levels. That's when you have the, you know, if you person's like a tzaddik. The dust of the earth is not like, it's not the same as the heavens, of course. But dust, dirt, that nourishes, has nutrients. But does sand have nutrients? No, sand is broken down stone. There's no nutrients in sand. By dirt. Uferasta yam of a kedma of a tzifon of a negba. Uferasta. There you go, right? It was the dust of the earth, and they were spread out. Shukoch atzmicha. That's the flourishing. But the sand, you know, shum koach. What does it have? It doesn't have anything. All it does is just a wall. It stops the sea. It's otzer. It's a stopper. But ad mehayam, from the waters of the ocean, shouldn't spread out and cover the land. I'll make you guys like the sand of the sea. Even the guys on the lowest, has nothing to himself. He's not the constellations. He's not the dust. He can't grow anything. Gam oz tiyalehem abrocha shel chol hayam. Still, the very least, you're going to have the ability to be the chol hayam, which is la'atzor ba'ad galei hamayim, to stop back all the waves of the water. Hazidonim shel hara, all the bad doesn't mean intentions, but the plans of the ra, leval yetzifu osam, so that won't cover them over. Val kein bikesh Yaakov. That's why Yaakov employs that. The hiskei b'tfilaso dafka as bikras v'samti zaracha kechol hayam. He mentioned specifically the bracha of I'll make you like the sand of the sea. She bikesh ma'ashem yisbarach as ha'es she yisrael v'yibshmalu madrega. He's davening for when the Jews are going to be the lowest level. She yamalehem akoach kechol hayam. That at the very least the power of the kechol hayam they should have. Like we said, he's really talking about ruchnias. The promise of I'll be with you, and I'll watch you over. That's all about physicality. Anything about this world. A person has to work for ruchnias. First you work, and then it comes. It's going to be a gift. Maybe my chait has done something. Maybe I haven't worked hard enough. And the Jews from now on in will not have anything to rely on, to have strength from. Therefore, he mentioned Abraham's the blessing of Abraham that they make him like this, like the sand of the sea. Shavticha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shafilu kasher ein yisrael klum gam kein. Anochi imach. We don't have anything. Hashem is still with us. Ma'aseh Avos similar bottom. That's for us. Shekadosh Baruch Hu shoyim etamid al yisrael. Hashem watches over us. Afilu ein biyadam umim. They don't have anything. V'chom matzav shehudi nims. Any plain situation we're found in. Yesh lo esa koach avtacha shel v'samti zerecha kechol yam. Even with sand, we have nothing. Just keeping back the yetzahara. Shafilu ein lo klum. Tamid yesh b'kocham shel yisrael. Latz is a koach asara. Even if we have anything, we can be. We can be that dike. Right? See this thing on the dike? Right? We could be that dike. Leval yishitu aleihem. The Ra doesn't deliver us. Very powerful stuff. What are we taking away from it, guys? What's our Kabbalah for the week? I know you and me have to daven on our way home for the Yetzirah. Right. But for the rest of you guys.
We all have to daven for Yetzirah.
We do have to daven for Yetzirah. I just saw an Orach Chaim, which, you know, I was never, and he's in the middle, I'm in the middle of that piece, but I'm still behind the last piece of Orach Chaim. So he says something that I never understood, right? Everybody asks him the Agada. It says, Arami Ovi Ovi, that Rami destroyed my father. This is not connected to our psyche. And I never understood what it. Yaakov flourished there. He got away, so he chased after us. So he made avtacha. Like, and everybody tries to explain it, but I just thought, Orach Chaim, that because Lavan switched Rachel and Leah So he thought he was going to be together with Rachel. And while he was with Leah, his machshavas were on Rachel. That messed up everything in Chai Yisrael from then on in. The Bechorog all chopped up. His kavanas, he told, according to Rechaim, he said to him, if you would have told me beforehand you're giving me Leah, I would have had no problem. I would have gone with Das of Leah and I have Machshav of Leah. But I can't have Machshav of Rachel when I'm with Leah. So Mamish, a Rami Ovid Ovdi, the tricker, the trickster, destroyed us.
To destroy, yes.
Ovid Ovdi, no, he destroyed us. He did. He broke everything. The Gullus now is all coming to repair this broken Yehuda Yisrael issue. Is that unbelievable?
You're talking about the Israel.
No, I'm not talking about Israel particularly. I'm talking about somebody who's setting up Klai Yisrael. I'm not telling you what his machshava should have been, or that Gemara says you shouldn't have something to think of somebody else. Whatever his, if he was being miyasik Klai Yisrael on this derech, the Rachel derech, but he wasn't. So the Bechor got split. Their pieces went here, pieces went there. But it was mamash over the he mamash ruined my father.
Well, the other explanation is that if it would have been Rachel that he married first, then Yosef would have been the Bechor.
And would have had everything.
Would have had no jealousy.
Right.
He would not have been sold.
Right.
Down to Mitzrayim.
Right. So this would be part of it, right? That's part of it, right. As an unbelievable machshava.
Yosef would have been the Bechor.
He would have had everything. He's Rachel. Yosef, and he would have had the kahuna. He would have had, right. The Bechor is accepted. But the problem over here was, this one is a Bechor, but this is the wife that he really wanted, so.
So we say that in the Haggadah.
But another, I mean, just not in the Haggadah part of it, but another shot, not philosophically, that when they're truly talking about that Lovin was trying to kill.
Why are you so concerned about him?
First time around, okay.
Right.
74 years earlier.
Because Eliezer was supposed to be Mekadesh. So, if Lovin had killed him, no.
Besuel had killed him. Besuel tried to kill him.
I'm sorry?
Besuel tried to kill him.
Wouldn't have known. Did he accomplish or didn't he accomplish? And then who could have married? Maybe he's already married. Of course, since he ended up marrying two sisters, maybe.
Right.
Another shot about Afar Aretz.
Yes.
Is that even though we get, just like dirt, even though we get stepped on, we always manage to survive. And we always cause other things to flourish because we put a plant in the earth.
Right.
And that's how we do Tikkun Olam.
Right.
Because we, the Jewish people, nourish the entire world.
Right, right.
And we don't get, even though they step on us.
Right. I've heard the opposite. I heard the dust is the best. Because it could stick together, turns into mud, and something sticks together.
Yeah.
The next hardest to do that is sand. It doesn't really stick together. But then Kochav Shemayim, they're all separate. They're all scattered. Okay. Chazak, thank you so much. I didn't get to see the next piece yet, but I'll spend it to do that the rest of the week. That's a homework for the rest of the week.
I will not see you in the next few weeks. I'm going to be in Israel.